Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get it? The Bird Show.
She knows she is stepping into psycho.
One of our favorites got this email. Hey, Bird Show. Love the show. Thanks for all the laughs you've given me over the years. Obviously, I'm a P1, and as a thank you for keeping me entertained, I thought I'd entertain you. But heads up, I have no desire to be on the radio. But feel free to read my email. So this weekend, I'm fully stepping into psycho. And no, it's not over a guy. It's over a bridesmaid dress, which somehow feels worse. My cousin is getting married this weekend. I'm a bridesmaid. Inside scoop, this is a forced family obligation. We aren't tight. She sent us a link months ago to order our bridesmaid dresses in this very specific and very ugly, BT dubs, shade of mauve.
What is that, like a purplish?
Yeah. It's like a deep, dusty purple. Yeah. You know, it's a little bit more mature than regular purple.
Mauve.
It does sound very elitist.
Well, it's kind of like, to me, it's not elitist. It's very like granny.
It's a little granny. Well, look, I mean, it could be beautifully done. You know,
it could be depending on the cut and style of the dress.
Uh-huh.
I ordered it on time. I paid for rush alterations. I've been a team player. Then, just a few weeks ago, she sends out a group text saying she's changing the dress. Not the color, the whole dress. New cut, new designer, new price tag. And she says we shouldn't complain because it's for her big day.
I'm complaining.
Mm-hmm. By the way, that's her in a nutshell. Needless to say, all the bridesmaids, not just me, were livid. I know this because we have our own group chat without her. So this weekend, she's expecting all the bridesmaids to show up in the new dress she demanded we ordered. Yeah. We all decided behind her back not to pay for a second dress. So we're going to wear the OG bridesmaids dress that she had us originally order.
No.
Surprise!
Oh, God.
Anyway, I know I sound unhinged, but this dress has officially broken me. I'll let you know Monday how the bride reacted.
Okay, I know she's a listener and everything and probably a P1 and all that, but this is kind of mean, right?
No, you asking me to spend another $400 on another dress is the mean thing. I feel like, I think the way they're going about it is wrong. Yeah. I think they are on paper in the right. Like, you at the very least should have been like, yeah, we're going to unionize as bridesmaids and we're going to be a united front and we refuse to wear any shade other than this ugly freaking mauve you've already made us buy.
But that dress isn't about you. It's about her on that day. Now, I think it can be argued if it's a nice dress or not, but not, I don't know, just jacking up the wedding. I mean, her day.
Yeah. Well, so I'm in the same boat as Abby. What they're doing is mean, but also asking your bridesmaids to come out of pocket for a second dress when they already bought a first dress that they can't take back because you did alterations.
Okay.
That too is mean.
Okay.
Shouldn't they just reach out to her and be honest with her as opposed to just surprising her? Or is that like against the rules you're not supposed to bother her?
That's how I feel. Is I don't feel like what they're doing is mean. I just feel like it's immature. Like, I feel like they could just use their big girl words and be like, hey, we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Well, this show thrives on immature. So do what you got to do.
Yeah. All right.
The Bird Show.
Last night, what a fun time we had last night. And we wanted to give you a little bit of a sample if you missed it last night. Because what, there was only 250, 300 people?
I don't know how many. I don't know how many City Winery holds.
350.
350. And it sold out really, really quickly. But it was so much fun. And looking back at it, I'm so critical of everything that we do. I don't think I would have changed anything about that. Everything went smoothly. There were also things that didn't go right, were funny. Abby put together this great ye olde gossip, and it ended up being perfect, and I thought it was going to be a total train wreck, and Katie saved it.
That might be the 100th time you said it's going to be a total train wreck.
Well, not because of the way you wrote it, just because there were so many moving parts on it, and we were improvising, and who knows what could have happened, right?
It's always good to lower everybody's expectations. That way you can blow them away.
No, I was excited by the possibility of it blowing up. It really was in front of 350 people. Yeah. But there was another one also that I really loved. So we all came in with a story, right? And we asked the audience, look, we're going to give you three words from this story. You guys tell us which one of these stories, based on these three words, is so intriguing, you want to hear the whole story. Okay? So we did that. We all gave our words, and then they voted, and Mo was the winner.
Oops, death, breakup.
Oops, death, breakup.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, some of you may know, and some of you may not, that I dog sat my lady's toy poodle over the weekend. Thank you. Thank you. I did. I did. I cuddled all weekend. I'm super soft, I found out. There was not one house rule I could actually apply. And now she is legit. Shout out to Foxy. She's my best friend in the world, yo. I swear. My lady said at the end that I didn't ask you to dog sit because I needed it. I asked you to do it because you needed it. And she was right.
Right.
Now.
Is she here tonight?
She is here.
Oh.
She is here. She's somewhere here. Look at y'all playing Where's Waldo? Look at y'all. look at y'all. Well, I wish she wasn't here at this point because of this story that y'all are forcing me to tell. Because I was amazing at dog sitting Foxy for 99.9% of the weekend. But I did have one slip up, and she doesn't know this. She doesn't know this, but she's about to find out now. All right, so we have a neighbor who I believe has a racist dog. And my lady thought I was nuts in thinking this until she witnessed the same thing that I witnessed. I promise y'all, if this dog sees a white person pass, dog cool. Soon as dog see me, did the same thing to my lady. I don't know what it is. Even my neighbor is like, that's Mo. We know him. Relax, right? And this dog has it out for me. And I think because Foxy is affiliated with me, the dog has it out for Foxy. So to be honest with y'all, I've always had family dogs. I've never had a one-on-one dog. So I didn't know how to put a harness on. Had no idea. Went to YouTube and everything. Is sad, I know. I didn't know I had to put a legs through the harness. I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that, Kristen. I didn't know that's...
To be fair, they are a hassle.
Yeah, man. I didn't know how to do it.
There's a lot of math there.
It is. And
no, there's not. There's four holes. There's four legs. No, it's not that hard.
Nah, it's not that easy. I thought it was. I got frustrated, and I just clipped it around the neck and figured this would work.
And so she's dragging the whole thing behind her while she only has the neck piece on?
Pretty much. Pretty much. And I didn't really make it tight because I'm very delicate. She's a toy poodle, man. She's about 6 pounds. So I'm even afraid to clip it. Like, I don't want to get her hair caught in it. I didn't make it tight. I don't want to choke her. And I'm asking her if it's cool. Like, Foxy, you good? She said, hur. I said, all right, she's straight. And we start going out. And I'm, you know, I would give it a little tug. And she, I said, okay, she's good. She's fine. We got this. We're all right. And we get outside, and it's like she played me. Like, this really is Foxy's fault. Because as soon as we got past the gate, where she realized freedom was an option, she's got right out that shit, pardon me, and then just starts taking off. I didn't realize poodles was this damn fast. They're very athletic. Y'all know I'm suffering with gout and shit. I ain't cut for this, man. So now she starts taking off towards the park because that's where I walk her every time. So she, in her mind, it's like, oh, we going to the park. He'll get there when he gets there. So I start taking off too, and I'm kind of running. I'm giving it my best until I see the racist dog is in the park. Now it all flashes before me. I'm like, okay, if this dog gets the Foxy before I get the Foxy, this is going to be a problem. My lady's going to leave me. That's where he hints the breakup, the oops, and the death. And so when I tell y'all I turned into Usain Bolt for this dog and for my relationship, I'm like, I ain't come this far to fail. God wouldn't put too much more on me than I can bear. I start booking and I start catching speed, and it seemed like the moment that the two dogs locked eyes, and I don't know if anybody has a small dog, I learned this weekend, they don't realize they're small.
Nope.
They have no idea. She, what's up with it? I'm like, Foxy, have you not seen a mirror? Like, what do you think?
Mo.
How do you think this is going to go?
BDE, big dog energy.
Facts. Foxy has that. And something came over to me where I'd never been fast in my life, but I was fast in this moment. I was running with the wind. And right before she got to the gate, because, of course, the gate is open, I don't know why, but I was able to pick her up right before the dog got to her, and then now she's trying to jump out my arms, and I had to put her, and I said, that's it, I'm not walking you for the rest of the damn weekend. But I was literally seconds away from that being a very bad situation. And when my lady got home, she said, how'd it go? I said, it went great. Not a problem in sight. No issue at all. So wherever you at, I'm sorry, babe.
They never need to know.
But yeah, man. But everything worked out. Everything was fine. All right? That's it. We all good. Foxy is my new best friend. Everybody's good.
The Burt Show.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So Abby came in second place. We're going to play her story later on today. So there were two stories, Kristen's and mine, that weren't chosen last night. So we thought we'd run them by you guys today. Okay. My three words were fight, tree, and unconscious. Fight, tree, and unconscious. I think, and looking back at it, this might be the only fight I've ever truly been in my life. I must have been, well, I was still going to San Diego State at the time. So 21 years old or whatever. And I'm out with all of my friends in Pacific Beach and we are going from bar to bar and we're getting all wrong stuff, right? And we end up at like this little dive Mexican joint called Alberto's. They're all over the place in San Diego. And I'm not even sure how it all started, but I'm sure it was one of my friends that popped off to another group. And they start chirping at each other. And usually when you get into these kind of confrontations, Mo knows this also, like, you see dudes like that are talking to each other like, let's go, let's go, let's go. And at least in the back of my mind, I'm like, I'm going to talk a great game, but I am sure hoping somebody breaks this thing up.
10 less goes and they don't go anywhere.
Right. Yeah. Well, on this particular night, and I think it was my friend Curtis. I think it was Curtis that popped off. And four of them starting a fight, four of us, and I'm in the mix here also, and I'm watching this all go down. When your dudes are in a fight, you can't not get in there. You have to. I mean, those are your boys, right?
It'll be the end of the friendship in most cases.
Right. You can't do that, right? Well. But I'm the littlest, obviously, in the group also, but I got a duty here. So I run head first to tackle a dude, a guy way bigger than me. There was no way I was going to be able to punch him. So in my drunken thought was just tackle him from the waist. So
get him on the ground.
Get him on the ground, yeah. And then somebody else can do the dirty work. Right? Yeah. This guy's like a matador, and I go at him, and he sidesteps me, and I go face first into a tree, and I knocked myself out. I don't remember the end of the fight, man. I don't remember it all. You can't make it up, man.
At least you didn't run.
Yeah. I didn't run. Yeah. I got points for trying.
He was in there.
He did run. Right into a tree. Knocked himself out.
Walked up the wrong tree.
Yours.
Mine, again, this is a story that has never seen the light of day. My three words were band, backstage, flirt.
Band, backstage, flirt. Flirt.
Yes.
How was that not chosen?
And this was because I heard somebody at the live show yell out One Direction. And I was like, nope, because we are all sharing stories that we've never shared on air before. And that story has been told ad nauseum. Everybody knows about Niall and One Direction.
There was another story, too. Is this the one about the tour bus?
No, that's a different story.
Okay. And what band was that?
Wasn't that Bret Michaels?
Well, I smoked a joint with Bret Michaels, but that was
so casually.
Well, who hasn't, right?
No, I think that was something we did for bonus, if I remember correctly, because John Mayer jumped through our sunroof.
Was
that what
it?
You're talking about?
Yeah, that was it. So yeah. It was you and your friend, and she came on, and she gave her side of the story, and it was John Mayer that went through your sunroof.
Because we were talking about New Kids on the Block,
right.
And I was misremembering hanging out on New Kids on the Block, their tour bus, and we did get on their bus. Us, but they were not on it and drove it around the arena. I don't know what we were doing.
But you're throwing around some pretty big names here. One Direction, John Mayer, Bret Michaels.
Yes.
Okay.
This name is not as big, but it's still a story nonetheless. All right. So we have to go back. We're going back 20 years. All right. So this is when I was doing radio in Raleigh. And there was a band that was in town that was performing, and we went to the concert. And because we're with the radio show, whenever a band came into town, we would take something backstage for them to autograph so we could auction it off for our nonprofit event that we did during the year. And so I was the one that was at the concert. So I was the one that went backstage with this guitar for the band to sign so we could auction it off for our nonprofit. And so I went backstage and I met the band and I was very casual or whatever. And it went really well. They actually asked questions and were like intrigued by the organization. And there was somebody had a connection or whatever. And it was a lovely interaction. And then I go back out into the crowd to enjoy the show. Well, then this woman with a headset during the show comes up and taps me on the shoulder. And she's like, hey, so-and-so would like to meet you backstage after the show. And I was like, huh. Now, mind you, I had just moved to Raleigh. So Bart and I were not technically exclusive yet.
Okay.
We were because, we only dated a month before I took the gig in Raleigh.
Are you saying this for us or for him right now?
For everybody. So I was like, all right, whatever. And so I go backstage and we talk and we exchange numbers. And we start texting each other, okay? And so we're texting each other back and forth. And then at one point, I was going to fly to the Pacific Northwest because he has a cabin there. And we were going to spend a weekend together.
Okay. Okay, we got a story.
A cabin in the woods with a total stranger. What could go wrong?
I know, right?
Well, not completely stranger because he's in a band. You know who he is?
Yeah. And so.
And he's in a band, so he must be a good guy.
Gotta be.
Those are the most upstanding dudes.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Every time.
Of course.
High moral standing.
And I didn't go. And I ended all communication. Because I fell in love with Bart.
Oh, really?
You said that like you regret it.
No.
He was still going to love you, right? Yeah, he was still going to love you. Right. Yeah, you guys were still going to love each other.
Very true. But yeah, no, I was like, I wanted to see where the Bart thing was going. And I was dedicated to that relationship. And I think I made the right choice.
Okay.
Are you not going to reveal the band?
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Nobody leaves until she does.
I wanted to tell the story before I told the band. It's the story I think is better than the band.
Is it like a yacht rock cover band? Like, who is this?
This band was great back in the day.
They were. They were huge. Yeah, they were huge.
I'm ready to Google them.
Ready?
Right.
Yeah. Actually, every Mo, you do need to be ready to Google because I have money that Mo does not know who this band is and that Abby does not know who this band is. You will know who this band is.
Is this like a give us a genre?
They were played on pop stations, but they were also played on like rock stations.
Yeah.
But it's like a soft rock.
It's like pop rock.
Okay. Pop rock.
Would it be surprising to hear one of their songs on the radio right now if it wasn't like an 80s and 90s and today?
Yeah, no, they're not current.
Okay.
I mean, but you would hear them on like, you know, throwback playlist or whatever. And they also wrote one of the most famous TV show, TV show
intro,
theme songs.
Theme songs.
Thank you.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah, do
Chumba
you?
Wumba.
No.
I get knocked out. No, it was Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
I know the Bare Naked Ladies.
Go ahead.
I thought it was going to be way worse than that.
They put on a heck of a show.
You missed out, Kristen. Those guys are super nice. I worked at the same station you did in Raleigh, and we had them for a big show for the radio station. Those guys are super duper nice.
I'm aware at how nice they are because I met them, and then I got to go backstage, and I started a textual relationship with one of them.
All right, so Abby, if you're looking at the band right now,
Are
you looking at all the members?
Oh, I am looking at all the members. So there's one that has no hair on his head, but a lot of hair on his face. Uh-huh. He's like a very thick beard. Then there's a guy with a lot of hair on his head. He kind of has like the same like coif that you have, where it sort of like goes up and then back like a wave. And then there's a guy with like a little miniature mohawk, and then a guy who kind of looks like Kevin Bacon.
It doesn't matter who they are. This has got to be it better be the lead singer. That's the real honor.
I'm not sharing who.
Oh, you're not?
No. Well, that's fine, Kristen, because I'm going to read their names out and I'm going to overanalyze your reaction.
Yeah. Close up on Kristen's face right now.
No, here's the thing. I don't remember his name.
Really?
No.
What a bop.
I mean, you could try. You're not. I honestly have no recollection of the name.
Need
our mic on.
Kristen has had so many interactions with hot rock stars that she no longer remembers their names.
Right. That's how many you have.
Not true.
So you didn't go to the Pacific Northwest.
I did not. And
love ensues for all these years with Bart.
Yes.
I'm going with my man right here.
We have a consensus. Picture I will be able to.
It's a guy with the wave on his head.
I don't know why, but I'm going with him.
No, we were wrong.
Was it Kevin Bacon? Be honest. Was it Kevin Bacon with the cheekbones?
No.
Nope.
The Burt Show.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe.
Rechalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it is day three of the Karma Cleanse with Beth. All right, day one. Well, the premise here is that there are bad things happening to Beth right now in her life, really bad things. And she kind of feels like she's earned it from the universe because she's done so many bad things to people. The very first day, she told us that she had, what was it, the first day?
She lost Mr. Pickles.
That's right.
Her college roommate's beloved cat.
That's right. And that ended up like being a cluster because they blamed it on the roommate's boyfriend, right?
Uh-huh. She basically was like, yeah, your boyfriend came over and got a laptop and, oh, Mr. Pickles must have escaped. Well, he came to get the laptop and definitely not the massive party I had that Friday night.
All right. Day two, Mo, was the Birkin bag.
It was the Birkin bag. She was jealous that her friend had a quote-unquote friend had a Birkin bag and she quote-unquote accidentally, oops, spilled some coffee all inside the bag and damaged it.
Yeah, it was her nepo baby coworker. She was like, I can't believe that she just gets all of this handed to her. And she's looking at that bag like, ooh, that is a representation of everything I hate in life. And then, yeah, she spilled the coffee.
I feel it was obvious yesterday that the Birkin bag for you guys was more offensive than the lost cat.
It wasn't. It was close. They're neck and neck.
You are lying. All right, so Beth is back today, and not only is she sort of writing these emails or these letters and sharing them online, but she has promised us after the show today, she is sending all of these emails to the people that she offended. We have found their emails for her. Hey, Beth.
Hey, hi.
Hi. Okay, so as we've gone through the process this week, are you feeling better about yourself by cleansing or are you feeling worse about it by reliving it all?
Both. I don't know. It's it is a relief to get this off my chest, but then, you know, I get constant reminders of it because the letters are going to go out over the weekend and I'm freaking out.
Yeah, couldn't you have done this in therapy? Like just doing it publicly, because that's where you do that stuff. If you're getting it out in therapy, then you're really getting your money's worth when you're just saying the ugliest stuff you've done.
Do you think a therapist would ever recommend doing something like that?
No, not a good one.
I doubt it.
The radio thing
you might want another one.
Or apologies, because I think the apologies for sure.
Sure. All right, so Beth, the first two, Birkin bag, we got ourselves a lost cat. Today, we're dealing with infidelity.
Yeah. So my ex-boyfriend Dylan, I sort of cheated on him. I mean, I definitely did, but it didn't go all the way.
Okay,
that makes it better.
Okay,
sort of.
Okay.
Yeah. So this was over 5 years ago. I feel like it's honestly what cursed my dating life. So, Dylan, I had this older brother, Austin, and I always told him that I hated the guy. I thought he was like arrogant and rude and just kind of a jerk. But the reality is, I guess I didn't hate him, but there was a lot of passion there. So one night, Dylan's out of town. He went to a bachelor party or something, and Austin and I, like, accidentally made out.
Accidentally?
I hate when that happens.
Oops, my lips are on your lips. Oh, my goodness. Oops, is that your tongue? Oops.
I mean, like, it wasn't like we planned a date or anything. It just sort of...
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like a cop-out to say it just sort of happened, but it did just sort of happen. And then,
well, hold on a second. In the interest of a cleanse here, let's not make excuses for yourself. This wasn't an accident. I mean, you made bad decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did in the moment, but isn't there a difference in the law between like premeditation and not?
You mean a difference between first degree murder and second degree murder?
First, like manslaughter versus intentional?
It's right. A second degree tongue kiss.
Yeah, it was second degree infidelity at first.
Cheating is cheating. So if we're going to do this, let's not BS yourself. Okay, so let's continue
not
on.
Capital cheating.
Okay, well, I mean, the first time, I guess it was lowercase c, but then the next weekend, it happened again just to be sure the chemistry was real.
Mm. Okay. You double checked your work.
You're thorough.
I want to make sure everyone understands, like, we did not like do it. Like, we didn't hook up. We just, you know, other things happened. But it was like, it was intense. Yeah.
I say there are some acts that are more intimate. I'm not going to ask you what it is, but guilty is guilty.
This is true.
Okay, go ahead.
So I ended up breaking up with Dylan like about a month after, but I never told him why.
And now you want to tell him why and apologize as all part of your karmic cleanse.
Yeah, I feel like this in a way, because I was closer to him maybe, is the biggest deal one.
Yeah, I think I'm feeling a little ornery today because I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. So this really is for you and not for him, because you know this is, he don't need to know this.
Yeah. I would not want to know
He don't need to know this at all. It's only going to hurt more if you do this. I'm just setting the record straight.
Yeah, let the man live, because it's not like it's a guy that he'll never see again. Like, this is his brother. I mean, they're going to share Thanksgiving dinner together. Look each other in the eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You sure you want to do this?
I mean, is it selfish? I really need this.
It's a bit selfish. Yeah. If we're being honest.
Well, I mean, all of this is, because you said this is a karma cleanse, because your life has sucked lately and you want your life to get better. So it's not really about giving people the honesty an apology they need and deserve. It's about righting your wrongs so you can have a better life. But hey, two things can be true at the same time. You can want a karma cleanse, and you can also want to like come clean and be honest with people. But in this particular instance, I don't know how this is going to benefit him in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, this might be more bad karma.
Let's hear the letter, and then we can decide if you should even send it out with the other ones, okay?
Okay. Wow. I really wasn't expecting this kind of pushback, but
yeah, look, at the end of the day, this is your life. If this is what you want to do, I just think when you call us up, you're asking like, hey, Bertrand, no, even though I don't know you, act like you're my best friends. Mm-hmm. And this is what the advice we would give you.
No. I mean, that is what I wanted, but I didn't, it wasn't what I expected. Okay. Anyways, I'll just read it. So dear Dylan, this is a letter I've thought about writing more times than I can count. It's been over 5 years, and even though we've both moved on in life, there's something I've never said out loud. Well, I guess now I have. And I need to. I owe you the truth. When we were together, I always made it seem like I couldn't stand your brother, Austin. And I'd roll my eyes when he was around and call him arrogant and act like he annoyed me. But the truth is, I didn't hate him, not even close. While you were out of town for that bachelor party, he and I ran into each other and we had a drink and we talked more than we ever had and we kissed. It should have stopped there, but it didn't. The next weekend, it happened again. A few weeks later, I broke up with you, gave you vague reasons, said it wasn't working. I didn't tell you what really happened. I didn't own up to how badly I had disrespected you or our relationship. Looking back, I realized how deeply unfair and cowardly that was. You were kind to me, good to me, and you didn't deserve that kind of betrayal. Especially from two people who should have had your back. I chose dishonesty over discomfort, and I regret it every single time I think about it. You may not care anymore. Maybe you figured it out a long time ago, but I still needed to say it. Not to unburden myself, but because it was wrong and you deserved better. I'm sorry, Dylan, for the dishonesty, the disrespect, and for never giving you the full truth until now. Wishing you peace and happiness.
Thanks for the ticket. Wishing you peace and happiness. Just the facts again here. How long ago was this relationship, and how long were you guys going out with each other?
Well, the breakup was 5 years ago. We were together just under 2 years.
Okay, so it was a serious relationship.
Oof. Yeah.
All right, so Mo, if you get this letter, a letter like this 5 years later, are you like, oh man, it was 5 years ago, it's fine? Or are you like, dang, I didn't need to know that?
Probably both. Yeah. I would feel like, you know, at this point, what does it really matter? It's irrelevant. You know, we're done. We're not going to get back to where we were. And it's been over. If anything, it just makes me rehash a moment in life that I've tried to put behind me and probably never want to think about again. So I would feel like, why are you even sending this now?
Mm-hmm. Abby, send it or not, Seth?
I think the end of the letter kind of turned me around on it, because when we were first going through the letter, like the first half of it, I was like, this really is just bringing up old dirt that we don't need to. But I do think the apology is really sincere, and it does sound like it's coming from a good place. So if you guys were together for 2 years and you had a good relationship, I feel like, you know, I can't say it's going to go over perfectly, but it does seem like it's coming from a sincere place, and I hope that's where it will land with him.
I'm just worried you're going to do irreparable damage with him and his brother.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. 1,000.
If he doesn't know. I mean, we're making like assumptions here. Maybe his brother came clean years ago and you have no idea. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Or maybe his brother is just a D-bag and he deserves to know that.
It's layered.
It's very layered.
Look, at the end of the day here, Beth, this is your decision. It's what you wanted to do. So let's do this. You're going to send the other two out. You don't need to make a decision right now on this one, but let's hit you back on Monday, because we're sending those two out, or you'll talk to Tommy and you'll let him know if you want to send this one out or not. And then we'll all find out on Monday, okay?
That sounds like a good plan.
Okay, we're good?
Mm-hmm. Think so?
Kind of.
Okay. We're fine. All right, we'll talk to you on Monday, Beth.
I really appreciate everything. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. I'm trying to think. I'm asking myself the same question I just asked Mo. Like, would I want to get a letter like that 5 years later? And I think I would.
Yes?
I think I would. Just because it probably wouldn't have made sense to me at the time. Mm-hmm. And it's probably been back in my head and my heart. And I'm like, now it makes sense. I think I would want that kind of closure.
I could see that. I mean, if you were truly in love with her, like if it was someone you deeply were involved with and you just kind of got, you know, the relationship is over. You really have no idea why. I could see how that would help.
Yeah. On the other hand, I really do like pain.
The Burt Show.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.